The Sports Interview with Anne Liguori podcast is brought to you by iBeCool Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive ice-filled cooling technology, along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit ibkul.com to learn more. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and I'm delighted to be at the Argentario Golf Club in Tuscany, and I'm going to be talking with Octavio Coppola, the golf manager here for 12 years. Welcome to Sports Interview, Octavio.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here. Thanks.
It's been a very fun visit. We just played the golf course. Beautiful. First of all, tell everybody where we are exactly. It's a very beautiful part of Tuscany, but not as well known to Americans.
It's totally different because we are in the south of Tuscany, very close to Roma, very close to Lazio. I think it's one of the best part of the Tuscany because it's not very, very touristic part, but it's an amazing place. You can find here the nice golf courses, the nice golf resort. This is the wine cellar area. Every most farm is here. Antinori, Ferragamo. Here you can find the beach, you can find the mountain, the countryside. It's totally different from the rest of the Tuscany. It's more wild. I prefer this.
Yeah, no, it is a very unique part of Tuscany. It's only a two-hour drive from Rome as well. It's easy to get here from Rome.
Yes, we are very close to Roma. It's just 1 hour, 20 minutes by car from the main airport, Roma Fiumicino. We are 1 hour, 45 minutes because we drive more fast than you for being center. Yes, also you can take the train. It's more safe. You arrived in center of Rome in 1 hour, 20 minutes. I think it's one of the best place for the best golf breaks.
And, you know, as soon as we got here, it's on a peninsula. So you feel like it's an island, right? And it's very tranquil. As soon as you cross that bridge over the water, it's a whole different feeling when you come here. And the resort is very peaceful, very quiet, very tranquil.
Yes, it's very quiet. Argentario is quite a peninsula, quite like an island. In that case, the weather is amazing all year around because we are the protection of the Giglio Island. And in this area, you can play golf every day. We are ready for the winter time, but in the winter time, we have two nice golf pro-am. And as I told you, the weather is every day is the same, like today.
Yeah, so it's in the 70s today, very nice little breeze off the water, and you can play 12 months out of the year?
Yes, we can play every day, as I told you. The Argentario Golf Club is the location of the PGA nation. The PGA choice, one golf course is in every country, every nation, as Gleneagles in Scotland, PGA of Catalonia in Spain, Belfry in UK. Every country have the PGA nation, and we are very proud to host the PGA logo in our door because we try to do better here than here.
So yes, this is called the PGA National Italy, and so talk about that distinction. You have the only course in Italy, right, that has that PGA distinction.
Just one golf course is for each count. They two years ago, we host the PGA main board. They ask if it's possible for made an agreement with us for be here our the location for the PGA. We are very proud for this. We host every year the most important international tournament like the Senior Tour last year. We host the Italian Ladies Open, and every year we have here the grand final of the PGA competition in UK. We try to offer the best condition, the best golf course condition.
So it offers panoramic holes overlooking the water, 6,218 meters, which is about roughly 6,800 yards. So it's long from the tips and a par 71.
Yeah, we have two different golf courses in once. We have the first nine holes is like the links, and the back nine is like the parkland. We have a lot of olive trees on the courses, 4,000 or 400,000. Anyway, we have a lot of olive trees. Everything here, as I told you, is natural. We don't use the chemical product. We have the Bermuda grass on the course, and it's possible here play with the dogs. Everything is for host the our guests in totally.
Octavio, I understand that the course is maintained with natural products and has received the BioAgriCert environmental certification for sustainability and water management. I know it's very important to the resort and the golf course with this sustainability.
Yes, so this is our focus. We want to offer everything must be natural. Every product at the chef is natural. We don't use nothing on the course. Everything must be natural, biological for the sustainability. We try to make this one. It's not easy because in the nature everything is totally different. Here you can find everything natural. You can, if you look on TV, everything is must be green. The golf course, everything is green. It's not natural. Here we don't use nothing. No product. Everything is not used with the chemical product. Must be natural. Must be sustainability. We have the certification. For us, it's not possible to use, but we don't use in any case, because our focus, our mentality everything must be natural.
I love that. And there is irrigation on the course, correct?
Yes, we have irrigation. The irrigation, we catch the water for the when the rain, during the winter time when it's raining, we catch the water in the big lake, and we use it during the year. We don't have nothing. We wait the rain for the irrigation, and we have the pump, of course, in during the hole in the course. But every rain, every water comes from the sky.
Yes. That's fascinating. So now tell me again, the front nine, you say, is very different from the back. Can you talk a little bit about the differences and what the signature holes are?
Allora, the course was designed for the David Mezzacane and one of the most popular Italian players called Baldovino Dassù. It's totally different. The first nine from the back nine. As I told you, the first nine is like a links and the back nine is like a parkland. This area is a little bit windy. In some days it's okay because during the summertime it's perfect for play golf, but some days it's very, very hard, like Scotland or Irish. It's a challenging golf course. Every day is different from the day before.
Because of the wind, or what makes it so challenging, do you think?
No, because in this area the wind changing in 1 hour, changing from the right side to the left side, is go around. It's not easy with the wind in this area, but it's one of the challenging things for play golf. Is every day, as I told you, you can play 7 days in this area, in these golf courses, and 7 days is totally different. You can find seven different golf courses with the wind.
Talk a little bit about the Ryder Cup. It's the first time the Ryder Cup is in Italy. Exciting times for the Italians. What does it mean for Italian golf to have the Ryder Cup here in Rome?
Yeah, we are very excited because this is the week of the Ryder Cup. I will be in the Ryder Cup in the next Friday. For us, is a very, very most important. Today we have a lot of more than 125 players on course because every player come here for discover our golf courses. I think it's one of the main opportunity for develop the golf in Italy, because as you know, the Italy is not really golf destination. We are not like Belek or Sudo Spain, where it's possible to change the golf courses every day, in 20 minutes by car. Here you must drive 1 hour, but you must discover the Italian lifestyle, the food, the wine, the city art is one of the most things you must do here. You can, in that case, you can play 18 holes in the morning and you can discover this area.
Talk a little bit about Marco Simone. What are your thoughts about the course that will be hosting the Ryder Cup?
The golf course is amazing because I was in Marco Simone 2 months ago. The golf course is in really good condition. It's an amazing place and a fantastic golf club. I think it is very challenging for Europe and the USA. Of course, I am the Europe support. We cross the finger for the result, but the Marco Simone is one of the best golf courses in Italy.
I know they host Italian Opens, and they're already. I got the opportunity to play it last October, and we had so much fun. That has a lot of elevation too, and a couple drivable par fours.
Yes, absolutely, it's par four. But we have an agreement with Marco Simone. If the people stay here in our golf resort, it's possible to play also in Marco Simone. Of course, from the next week from the next week, not this week, but I think it's a good opportunity for the Italian Golf Federation, for Italian Golf Movement, for everybody, for improve the golf in Italy. Italy offered the best, the nice weather, the nice food, and it's possible to come here, visit Italy, and play golf.
So, do you think the Ryder Cup will make golf more popular here in Italy?
Yes, I think yes, absolutely, because as I told you, is one of the very good opportunity, big opportunity for offer at also the touristic people the possibility to visit the Italy. Italy is very famous in the world for the food and for the heart. I hope for the next season also for the golf.
Exactly. Now, you grew up in Naples, right? How did you start playing golf?
I said no. I play golf. My golf is terrible. I'm not really good golfer. I love to play golf with a friend for bet something like a beer or something like this. But I started 35 years ago. But I'm not really good golfer. I love. It's okay for me.
Do you see a lot more junior players developing and playing the game here?
Yes, we have the 12 or 13 nice, really very junior play, very, very strong. I hope maybe one time we can have here one champion. I don't know. But at this moment, we have 13 or 14 good players.
The Sports Interview with Anne Liguori podcast is brought to you by iBeCool Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive ice-filled cooling technology, along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit ibkul.com to learn more.